Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 8:40 on a pretty chilly Thursday morning. 2021 was a pretty good year. That's an understatement. It was a really good year for real estate here in the St. Clair County, Port Huron area. And it looks like 2022 is on pace to be another big year. Joining us right now to talk more about it is Jeff Wine. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. I don't think the real estate market really took any time off for the holidays. You just kept selling houses right on through, didn't you?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Now I can, yes. You went away for a second.
Oh, no, I was here. I think you went away.
Oh, maybe I did. All right.
No, I was just talking about, talking about what a great December it was for real estate.
It really was. It was an unusual last couple of years, and things have remained very strong. And we're expecting maybe some slowdown in 2020, and not really a slowdown, mm-hmm. Maybe getting back to normal a little bit. We still are facing, supply challenges. Demand remains strong. So the forecast seem to be somewhere that unit sales will be up by 2% across the country next year, volume up 5% due to increasing home prices. Prices are continued to increase. They're expected to keep going up, but maybe not at quite the pace that they have been in 2020 and 2021, which might give buyers a little bit of a relief, yet still reward, especially long-term sellers, for being in the market.
Yeah.
And what could continue to, as Pete is great, and I think Karen Cage was on your show earlier this week.
We talked to Karen earlier this week from RealComp, yeah.
Right, and so as far as she, what I thought was important and wanted to reiterate is if interest rates do climb or, go up a little bit from the historic lows they're at, that might get anybody left on the fence off the fence, which might then, if that did happen, you might see another bump in prices and or shortages in supply as people scramble to pick up what houses are available. So the good news is, last month we talked briefly about new housing development.
Yeah.
And I mentioned I'd get back. And, well, thankfully, Christy Jones at the Economic Development Alliance of St. Clair County did my homework for me. I just love it. I love it when you can get a girl in class to do your homework for you. I just
right.
It's outstanding. So the EDA, if the listeners went to edascc.com and typed in housing or go to the EDA's website and look for housing, Chrissy put a real nice piece together on the EDA's website that talks about, I think it was 12 different housing developments that are going to be taking place in St. Clair County. And a lot has, and most of them, I think all but one or two, had a link where a visitor could click to see what the new housing was. So, and what it shows is the variety of housing available to people in St. Clair County, from apartments to single family homes, and price ranges for new homes generally from $225,000. In Elginac to, I think, 450, or homes starting at 450 in a neighborhood in St. Clair. So from really one end of the county to the other, there seem to be new homes being built and or sites ready for new homes to be built,
which is a
nice sign.
Yeah, and we do have a nice variety of options, too, as you pointed out, condos, apartments, single-family homes, and of course, lofts and apartments. So, yeah, nice variety.
Really nice. And I think what attracts people to our area also, the Midwest is generally so much more affordable than either coast. And certainly people from even the metro area in Michigan or the Detroit metro area in the state of Michigan, find that living up here, there's just a lot more elbow room.
Yeah.
You know, as more and more people move up, there's less elbow room to have. But it has been one thing that I have found over the years working with people that people relocating to our area do appreciate the prices, proximity, and the proximity to, like, larger metropolitan areas, Toronto, Detroit, Flint, or even Grand Rapids, if someone to drive over there, it doesn't take forever, or Chicago. And then the proximity to good services.
Yeah.
You know, water, sewer, internet, so on and so forth.
If you are going to take the plunge this year and put your house on the market, though, Jeff, you need to make sure that there are no surprises. One of those surprises that can sink a deal, or at least slow it way down, is water damage in the home. And that can come from a variety of different sources, can it?
It can, and this is not one of those do what I say, not what I do. This is what's been done on to Jeff. So. Ways to prevent, they're all simple, mm-hmm. common sense fixes, you know, downspouts, extend them from the side of your house. Either you don't want the water in the basement, and over time, whether it's coming from a downspout or a hot water heater, a condensate line, sometimes a dryer vent is not extended, you will see them disconnected, or they dump into a crawl space where all that moist air just heats up and eventually over time will rot a floor joist, which the homeowner may not know about until a residential inspection. So check your downspouts. Check what I found in my house a number of years ago. I went up into the attic in January or February, and there was ice on the roofing nails that had, you know, that come through your roof sheathing. And so there wasn't the good news. The attic was cold. Bad news, there was enough warm air getting in there still to cause condensation that then created water, which froze. And then some of the roof sheathing developed a mold around it. You know, we needed to clean with bleach to get that out of there. So, you know, another environmental hazard is mold. Right. It's hard to hot water heaters. Sometimes will give way someone may drain them into a crawl space. Just make sure it gets where it's supposed to be. Not a bad idea too to a recent client. This has happened to Debbie and I as well, where the line on an ice maker either gets pinched when you push the refrigerator back in, or just clogs up with dirt. Oh, that's another one I forgot. This has happened to us too, where the dust or dirt or a piece of broccoli gets caught in the drain pan in the bottom of your fridge and eventually spills onto the water, or something else happens. And we recently had to replace the wood floor in our kitchen because our kitchen faucet let go while we were away for two or three days and came back to like a quarter of an inch of water on the floor. So, water... dishwashers, refrigerators, kitchen sinks, water softeners, laundry tubs that clean your lint filters, clean your traps in your laundry tub. It's how often do we walk away, throw a load of laundry in, leave the house and come back and find water on the floor.
Yep.
And then afterwards we say, oh, I really should have checked that lint filter, or oh, I wish I wouldn't have done that. Let me see. Oh, the other thing that has happened at a condo that I'm involved with is a water line, whether it's a supply line for a sink or a hot water heating line that runs too near a crawl space vent or a basement window with you get an odd wind. And we've had both the south and the north end of this building, the copper lines have frozen and or cracked. And they're both coincidentally right next to a single pane basement window that, you know, in 1972 was high tech, I guess.
But right
now it would have been a good idea to have insulated that pipe. So
Yeah, a lot of stuff that we just kind of take for granted, we don't think about. And, you know, if you don't see water damage on a regular basis, if you're not looking for it, you just don't know it's there. And it can be a big surprise come inspection time.
It can when you're trying to sell a house, or just the frustration of dealing with the repair.
Yeah.
And it's typically, and really I think it's almost easier to deal with at a sale. In what my, at least my experience has been, you can either fix it or give the buyer money to fix it or reduce the price or some negotiate something. But when you have to live with the problem, like the kitchen floor being torn up, the calls to the insurance company, coordinating contractors, you know, living through it, it's just kind of a hassle. It really disrupts your life. And with everything that everyone has going on now with COVID and how COVID and has affected school and work schedules, life's hard enough.
Yes.
Maybe take a few minutes and walk around the house, you know, and maybe do clean out. And maybe at halftime for the playoffs, the playoff game would be a wonderful time to clean out the bottom of your refrigerator.
There you go.
You know, what I find with, at least around my own house, is this stuff takes like 15 minutes.
Right.
But it's those little 15-minute projects that save either hundreds or thousands of dollars that we don't do or we put off. Or once it happens, you're reminded that, oh, geez, for the last 4 weeks I thought, I'm going to do that tomorrow. I'm going to do that when I get home. So get it taken care of and worry about something else that's more important than the bigger picture type stuff. So
there you go. Yeah, get that stuff done. Take care of your home because it is your biggest investment, and someday you're going to want to sell it, and you want to make sure that it's in good shape. In the meantime, it looks like we're off and running for a pretty good 2022.
I think so, Paul. The demand seems to be, I would say, because of the holidays and maybe the weather, people were a little bit inside late December, early January. But as far as people, the phone calls I'm getting, inquiries, it seems that we're picking up right where we left off, let's say, in the mid to late November through just before Christmas. So, I think demand remains strong. Employment opportunities remain awesome in St. Clair County in Michigan. Interest rates are great. And we think supply is, you know, gradually coming into the marketplace. Even if it's a new home or a new neighborhood that may take some time to get the home constructed, eventually those homes will get built, and existing people that live in an existing home will make the move and kind of get things moving. They're unplugged, maybe the better way to say it.
And especially in this market at this time, don't just slap a sign out in front of your house and expect to do it yourself, right?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you don't want to shortchange. You don't want to leave any money on the table to make sure you're getting the amount, you know, the correct value, and the home is marketed properly and to the enough people so you don't have any concerns about that you may have sold the house for too little. And also the danger, and talk to an agent about the dangers of overpricing as well.
Yeah.
You can actually end up getting less than you should have if you overprice the home in the beginning. So, it all starts with a conversation, and certainly I'm happy to talk to anybody about any home, just about anywhere in Michigan, that would like to talk about housing.
There you go. Give Jeff Wine a call. Jeff, always appreciate your time. Try and stay warm, okay?
Yeah, I will. I'm about to dig out those Smart Wool socks in just a few minutes, Paul.
There you go.
Reminder.
All right, thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye now.